Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The prices U.S. companies receive for their goods and services fell in May, driven by lower gas and food prices. The Labor Department says that the Producer Price Index, which measures the cost of goods and services before they reach the consumer, dropped 0.2% last month. The decline follows 2 months of strong gains that had suggested inflation might be peaking up after being dormant for 2 years. In the past 12 months, producer prices have risen 2%, matching the Federal Reserve's inflation target. The House has delayed at least until next week action on USDA's budget in the wake of the primary defeat of GOP Majority Leader Eric Cantor. Of the 8 agricultural appropriations amendments that the House considered by roll call vote this week, only one was passed, an amendment offered by House Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Ed Royce to add more money for the purchase of food aid in other countries. Cantor says he will resign his leadership position effective July 31st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,668. It's down 10 points. The S&P 500 is 1923, and it is down 0.25 points. And the NASDAQ is 3767, and it is up 2.5. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest over these next several days are expected to evolve so that we have more ongoing storminess in the northern portions of the region, while lower parts of the Midwest, perhaps some areas in the southwestern Corn Belt, actually trend drier for a while. The drying tendency in the southwest is not expected to have any kind of a huge impact. It would actually be beneficial for some crops in the region, as wet as it has been here recently. A little warmer and drier bias for a number of days would certainly be helpful in stimulating aggressive crop development. Better root systems would evolve, and in general, it's just be a more healthy environment for crops to develop in. However, this pattern prevails for more than a couple of weeks, and we might have some other issue to discuss. But for right now, I'm not sure that there's really too much to get excited about, although today's forecast is certainly drier than it was yesterday for Kansas, Missouri, southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, portions of western Kentucky, and portions of the U.S. Delta. All of these areas will see some shower activity, but it now looks like a net drying biased environment will prevail over these areas over the next 7 days. And if there's a significant tropical cyclone that impacts the southeastern U.S. in the second week of the outlook, we'll probably see a second week of drying in some of these areas. So the tropical system that has not yet evolved in the Caribbean Sea will need to be closely monitored if and when it actually does evolve, and especially if it becomes a significant tropical cyclone that impacts the southeastern U.S. That will have implications for the Midwest in the sense of maybe making it drier and warmer biased for a while. The forecast temperatures across the Midwest over these next several days will run mostly in the upper 70s and lower to a few middle 80s. Today will be a little bit more of an exception with still somewhat milder conditions prevailing across parts of the region. We don't expect the temperatures to be excessively warm right away here, but there will be a warming tendency that will take place as we move forward into the first part of next week. Just natural warming with greater sunshine will take place. A little bit of ridginess shows up in the model data that helps to get those temperatures up a little higher. We'll probably see the readings as we go into the middle and latter part of next week, getting up into the 80s across most of the Midwest, with probably some lower 90s beginning to evolve across some of the western and southern parts of the region. It all comes down to how much ridginess we get in the atmosphere. If a high-pressure ridge sets up over the plains and western Corn Belt, you can expect those temperatures to continue to getting a little bit warmer than normal, and we'll see enough drying in some locations to help to firm up the ground. out. However, some of this warming over the very moist soil that's in the western Corn Belt could actually stimulate a greater number of pop-up shower and thunderstorms in the afternoons and evening hours as the instability in the atmosphere increases with the water vapor coming up from the ground and the warming that will come in association with a ridge of high pressure. The northern parts of the Midwest will continue wettest over the coming week and maybe longer than that. The Dakotas, portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and maybe eastern Nebraska will see a high rate of frequency in the rainfall potential, and it looks like some heavy amounts will occur at times. It looks like Iowa and eastern Nebraska will be first on the list to get some heavier rainfall that will occur perhaps as we go into this coming weekend, beginning tonight and moving into the day tomorrow. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Busey supports small businesses and entrepreneurs to bring vibrancy to the local economy. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 7.12 1/4, up 6 3/4. Soft July, 5.86 1/2, now 1/4 up 1. July corn, 4.46 1/4, up 2 1/4. September, 4.41 3/4, up 1 3/4. December, 4.46, up 2 1/4. July soybeans, 14.20 3/4, up 5 1/2. November, 12.13 1/4, up 1. July soybean meal, 4.69.80, up 50 cents. July soybean oil, 39.24, up 66 cents. June live cattle, 146.30, up 30. August feeders, 205.62 1/2, down 22 1/2. And June lean hogs are 115.90, and they are down 7 1/2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like we have some commercial bottom pickers in the corn market today.
Yeah, I'd say that's the case. We've got a lot of superstitious stuff going on here today. We got, Friday the 13th, the full moon, sunspots and all that going on too. But so anything could happen, I guess. But yeah, I think we've just got, we've got this thing sold. We're sold here that we've got some short covering, some profit taking probably before the weekend. And, I think, it's fairly limited on how much of that we could see, but you could see these corn get up there into the 455 to 460 area, I guess, but I think you'd start to see some selling there if that would happen.
I wonder if what we're seeing here today might mean for the market that we trend water at least until the end of the month.
Yeah, I think so. I guess my expectation, and seasonals would tell you, that you see the volatility pick up some as you get into the last half of June. And, I don't know that that means that we have any certain trend change or anything, but I think we could see some wider ranges and stuff, and maybe a little bit more higher option values come about. But I kind of think we have to get a little bit further down the road before the trade puts a bigger production number out there on the corn than what they're currently thinking, which, I believe the thinking on corn yields and that is pretty much record yields at this time.
And I look at the soybeans, quite a drop yesterday. Continues to be a market. You better have your seatbelt on if you want to trade it. Volatile market.
Yeah.
I wonder now that we have the monthly report out of the way, and we're going into the end of the month, and that the soybeans look fairly good in the field, whether or not we will take some value out and actually make a downward stab through 1206 on the November.
I think so. I mean, it's such a spread game here in the soybeans, mm-hmm. too. You got people that want to be long or buying the bull spread and
right.
want to be short or selling the bear spread. But I think the November's actually got some decent support there. But I could see if the July, takes a dive, I think July could actually get down below that, down to maybe even 1350 if I look at it from a strictly technical standpoint. That's going to probably pull that November down below $12 at some point.
How we finish today and both will depend, what, on Informa's numbers?
Yeah, the acreage on beans is really the thing in the end, where we end up, and Informa's going to give us an update on that. I guess I would look for short covering to continue through the day, but we'll probably kind of fade back as we go into close and get somewhere close to even.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thanks, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. July corn, 446 and three quarters, up 2 3/4. September, 442 up 2. December, 446 and a half, up 2 3/4. July soybeans, 1418 and a quarter, up 3. November, 1211 and a quarter, down 1. July soybean meal, 469, down 20 cents. July soybean oil, 39.26, up 68. June live cattle, 146.50, up 50. August feeders, 205.87 and a half, up 2.5. June lean hogs are 115.92 and a half, and they are up 5. Soft July wheat, 585 and a half, up a quarter. Hard red winter July wheat, 710 and 3/4, up 5 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.